A work of art doesn't have to be a painting or a sculpture. It could be a violin. Violinist Minjin Kim was the owner of a Stradivarius, but it was stolen from her in 2010. Now British authorities say they think they've found the instrument. The World's Clark Boyd has the story.
A few years back, Minjin Kim stopped at a sandwich shop outside a London train station. She was on her way to Manchester, traveling with a friend. Oh, and her precious 300-plus-year-old violin, made by Antonio Stradivari. Kim and her friend ordered sandwiches. She set the violin, in its black case, down at her feet. Then Kim and her friend started checking phones and laptops. And when Kim looked down, the black case was gone. Kim, who was born in South Korea, has been playing since she was six. She purchased the Stradivarius more than a decade ago. There are only about 400 in the world. This one's valued at around $2 million. Kim says she quickly realized she'd lost much more than just her means of making a living.
I mean, this had been the instrument I've been playing on since I was a teenager. And so it was a huge part of my identity for very many years.
She called the police in a panic.
And I even remember saying to the officer who I spoke to in the immediate aftermath of reporting the violin stolen, I said to him, please tell me this is a nightmare. Please tell me I'm going to wake up in 5 minutes and it's all going to be fine. And he said, I'm so terribly sorry, but this is actually real. It's happening. And, you know.
Luckily, closed-circuit TV in the sandwich shop caught the thieves on tape. And in 2011... a 40-year-old man and two teenage accomplices were charged with the theft. They had tried to sell the Stradivarius to a guy at an internet cafe for around $200. The guy had turned them down because, he said, his daughter already had a recorder. Anyway, police had been working ever since the convictions to prize out the final crucial detail. Where was the violin? No one quite knew, or if they did, they weren't telling. Police stayed on the case. And Minjin Kim tried to get on with her life.
Obviously, it was devastating. You know, that goes without saying. But in many respects, I mean, life is so unpredictable, and you've just got to, you know, find the best way to move forward.
British authorities thought they'd caught a break earlier this year. A Stradivarius believed to be Kim's was found in Bulgaria, but it turned out to be a fake. Today, however, British transport police say they're pretty sure they found Kim's violin. Last week, they found a Stradivarius, along with two bows worth more than $100,000 in their own right, somewhere in central England. Details are scarce. But police did say the violin they found had only minor damage. Chief Constable Andy Trotter says the police then contacted Kim with the good news.
When we told her that we got it back, she was dancing around the room using her own words and was very, very happy indeed. These are so rare, and there's not only financial attachment, there's obviously a great emotional attachment to instruments of this nature and value. And I think everybody's very, very happy indeed.
I still can't believe it.
Kim says she's over the moon about the news. Experts are still assessing the instrument. They want to make sure it's the missing Stradivarius. Meanwhile, the British Transport Police today reminded travelers to be sure to keep a close eye on their possessions while at train stations. Sound advice. For The World, I'm Clark Boyd.
This is PRI.